Have you ever diligently practiced positive affirmations only to find your life unchanged? The problem isn't your commitment, it's your approach. Beyond Positive Thinking reveals why traditional positive thinking often fails. It's like applying pleasant frosting over a burnt cake. The frosting represents your conscious affirmations, while the burnt cake is your deeper, unconscious beliefs contradicting what you consciously desire. The key distinction lies in understanding three thinking modes: positive thinking, negative thinking, and reality-based thinking. While the first two stem from our personal mind with its biases, reality-based thinking aligns with universal laws that operate consistently regardless of our awareness, much like gravity. These laws don't care if you're a kind person with positive thoughts. Misunderstanding them creates suffering regardless of your intentions. Consider how a compassionate person who doesn't understand aerodynamics will still crash if they jump off a building. Similarly, the law of cause and effect operates whether you understand it or not. This explains why good people often struggle, not because they're being punished, but because they're unknowingly misapplying universal principles. We can only receive from life what our consciousness is capable of accepting. Imagine approaching a river with either a teaspoon, cup, bucket, or barrel. Your container size determines what you receive, not the river's abundance. The most liberating discovery is understanding your true nature beneath conditioning. We've been taught we're flawed and need fixing, a story we can release. What limits us is the illusion of a made-up separate self that didn't exist at birth. In physical existence, we split into two aspects: the physical self with its limited lifespan, and our true self, higher self, or essence, the non-physical aspect without limitation. We aren't humans with consciousness, we are consciousness having a human experience. An intelligence governs natural order, controls bodily functions, and enables healing. Everything is vibrational energy originating from this center point, with each of us representing a unique energetic signature. This understanding transcends religion. It's about your true nature. You are a creator with access to deeper intelligence beyond your personal mind. When aligned with this intelligence, life flows more easily. The greatest leverage comes when your illusory self aligns with your true self, determining whether you're a master of possibility or limitation. Notice how some people exude confidence while others constantly doubt themselves? The difference lies in their self-talk, the internal conversation shaping our reality. We act according to our beliefs, not our actual capabilities. These beliefs form through childhood recordings of emotions, images, and words. As adults, we think through self-talk, where words trigger pictures that evoke emotions. We record interpretations of events, not the events themselves, explaining siblings' different personalities. This inner dialogue builds our self-image, governing our thinking and performance. Since our subconscious accepts what we vividly imagine, deliberate self-talk creates positive change. All transformation begins in imagination before manifesting in reality. Our subconscious can't distinguish between real and imagined experiences. Each "I'm not good enough" registers as reality, becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy, the sure enough principle. When caught in negative self-talk, interrupt it with "stop it" and "that's not like me." Then affirm "the next time I will" while visualizing your desired outcome. "I'll believe it when I see it" is backwards thinking. In truth, believing is seeing. Your beliefs create a filter through which you perceive reality. When you determine what you want, your brain activates to recognize relevant opportunities. After deciding to buy a specific car model, you suddenly notice it everywhere. That's your filtering system at work. Without a clear target, opportunities pass unnoticed. Your subconscious generates either solutions or obstacles depending on your focus. Most people waste creative energy cutting expenses rather than earning more. We can only attract what we feel deserving of. Stronger self-worth expands your options and risk tolerance. those with high self-worth approach challenges confidently. I don't know how yet, but the solution will come. The people around you significantly influence your outcomes. Surround yourself with solution finders who have high self-esteem. Success requires both your belief and others believing in your vision. Why do successful people often remain unhappy? Three beliefs block happiness. Thinking what we lack is better than what we have, believing more is always better, and assuming happiness follows achievement. The conventional success ethic teaches that happiness comes after problem solving, yet solving problems and acquiring possessions rarely enhance life quality. This mindset keeps us focused on what's wrong rather than what's right. Our best life follows the being, doing, having model. Being is internal and shouldn't depend on external circumstances. Happiness flows from inside out, not from external conditions. The conventional approach incorrectly suggests having leads to doing, which leads to being, claiming that possessing what happy people have lets you do what they do, making you happy too. Despite abundant resources, we remain largely unhappy. When you're clear about your intent, your subconscious supports reaching your goals. Most people struggle because they haven't determined their destination. Imagine your mind as a sophisticated computer without a user manual. Learning to program this system gives you the key to your life. Most of our beliefs are untested assumptions that filter perception and create our personal reality. While our conscious mind distinguishes between imagination and reality, our subconscious doesn't. It accepts whatever the conscious mind believes. Your subconscious manifests what you truly believe. By changing beliefs, the cause, we change experiences, the effect. The key is programming supportive beliefs through positive self-talk and visualization. Among our thousands of daily thoughts, those tied to emotion influence us most powerfully. Since current beliefs form through thought plus feeling, emotionally charged new thoughts can override old ones. When we change our self-image, the subconscious works to make reality match this picture. Forcing change without adjusting our mental picture creates resistance, as we act like the person we believe ourselves to be. Our life consists of moments in time. We often stand in unhappiness trying to improve future moments, yet the present is where we create our future. Most seek satisfaction in some future time, but now is the only time that exists. What we experience in the present determines our happiness. The present moment is your point of power, the only place where you can exercise your full creative ability. All hopes and memories exist only in the now. Nothing happened in the past or will happen in the future. It all occurs in the now. All unhappiness stems from denying the present. You cannot be unhappy and fully present simultaneously. Problems dissolve when your attention is completely in the now. In every moment, you emit vibrational energy through thoughts, attracting everything to you. The mind resists the now because it cannot control it. To live in the now, observe your mind's tendency to escape the present. The true source of joy is following what excites us most in each moment.